Dictation for Shirley, Beeline, D-E-L-I-S-L-E, June 2838. Address as a letter to Dr. Michael Stack, S-T-A-C-K, 875-5023. Dear Dr. Stack, follow up for Mrs. Beeline. Comes accompanied with a daughter and grandson, Eric, to review testing done. Chemistry shows persistent abnormalities on the kidney with a stage 5. Evidence of iron deficiency anemia that requires treatment, elevated PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism, presently normal sodium potassium. She is on a high dose of diuretics and shows a high bicarbonate. There is a normal albumin calcium phosphorus that has anemia 9.5 with a normal white blood cell platelets. A repeat echocardiogram comparing to a prior one, 2019, preserved ejection fraction. There is grade 2 diastolic dysfunction, aortic insufficiency, mitral valve insufficiency. However, prior severe pulmonary hypertension and dilated inferior vena cava looks improved. Chest rate shows minimal atelectasis, thickening of the pleural space, but no gross pulmonary edema or severe pleural effusion. I discussed with them on the phone yesterday and now in person the meaning of advanced renal failure. This is likely related to cardiorenal syndrome. There is minimal protein in the urine, nothing to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Presently has no uremic symptoms. She is at baseline respiratory failure with oxygen at home, obesity, hypoventilation syndrome, CPAP machine. We discuss about the importance of salt fluid restriction. We start dialysis based on symptoms. We would like to be prepared for that. Needs an AV fistula. I describe what the fistula is. Her absence of no dialysis, in-center dialysis, and home dialysis, including peritoneal dialysis, hemodialysis. She's ambivalent about if she's going to do dialysis or not, but is willing to proceed with the AV fistula. We are going to treat the secondary hyperparathyroidism with vitamin D125. She already is taking oral iron and it has not made much of an improvement, so we are going to do intravenous iron and potentially EPO treatment. She will do weekly blood tests. E. coli was isolated in the urine, although she's having no urinary symptoms, so no antibiotics has been given. Blood pressure runs in the low side, likely because of effect of medications. I did not change beta blockers, aldactone, high dose of Demodex. There is no need for phosphorus binders. It's anticoagulated with Xarelto that needs to be changed to Eliquis, which is appropriate for this degree of renal failure. Ideally, we should be able to decrease or minimize blood pressure medications, but the concern is to exacerbate volume overload and pulmonary edema. She has prior documented peripheral vascular disease, although clinically not symptomatic given her poor mobility. She has a pacemaker. There is evidence of coronary artery disease based on calcifications and CT scan of the chest and prior abnormal stress testing. emotional support provided, plan to see her back on the next 2-3 weeks, prolonged visit and dictation,